My name is Chris Kim, Information System Manager for Statewide Immunization Information System, California Department of Public Health. In California, there's no central registry, statewide registry. The topic I'd like to discuss today is an approach to immunization record deduplication, the hybrid approach. I'd like to share a little bit of background. California has 9 multi-county regional immunization registries and 2 county registries. And among 9 regional registries in California, 6 of them using California Automated Immunization Registry called CARE system. It is web-based registry software, and it's been used since 2002. And as you see in the map, right lower corner, the blue colors are the region that use CARE application. And if you see in the bottom, San Bernardino thing, that green color here, that region is going to join to this application early next year. So all system, the CARE system, installed separately in each region. So when it comes to exchange data and identify duplicate, that's a big issue. And so we need a systematic approach and algorithm. Before we discuss about algorithm, I'd like to discuss a data set. There are 2 types of data set here, a demographic data set and vaccination data set. Demographic data set, last name, first name, date of birth, and gender, and address, etc. And vaccination data is history of the vaccination for that patient, such as vaccine code, vaccine date, and dose number, provider ID, injected by lot number, etc. So using this, deduplication is one of the hot topic, and I was thinking that how can we create systematic approach. And we reviewed previous article, and there's no many articles regarding deduplication of immunization. And one approach is using GIS, which is Geographic Information System. But since in particular this application CARE, the address is not required field. So it was, not appropriate to use it. And also, I was checking the previous NIC, in 2005, there is toolkit for testing deduplication, and was not that helpful for us. And then 2006, MIROW, they released a vaccination level deduplication. He's talking about deduplication of vaccine level. While I was reading that, and I was thinking that, why don't we use vaccine information to deduplicate patient? So there's, from our research, there's 2 kind of approach. One is deterministic approach, also known as sequential approach. It requires a set of decision rules, like if, condition, then do action. And it ranks field by high confidence or discrimination first, such as last name. If you have same last name, it has higher confidence than middle name, such as last name has higher confidence and first name has higher confidence. Advantage of using this is it has faster matching, which as soon as you find the matched data, it stops. So, you find first name, last name, DOB, gender. That's it. This identified the duplicate. And disadvantage of this is it requires complex evaluation logic and deterministic field. You gotta identify the actual field. How can we identify duplicate patient record out of those field? And another approach is weights-based approach, also known as probabilistic approach. It is based on weighted sum, summation of the weights. And it compares multiple fields from two records and computes an aggregate matching score. Advantage of this, it is customizable based on characteristic of data. So you know the characteristic of data, then you can be able to customize it. This advantage is, you know, there's no systematic way to give weight. Like, you know, and that's also shown in the mirror. So risk of erroneous weighting. I'd like to a little bit compare algorithm and deterministic algorithm. In this, I show, this is the example. In this screen, it shows vaccination history record. There's a two records. And it compares only three highlighted, F1, F3, F5. So it match, as soon as it match, it condition is satisfied, then it just, you know, identifies, oh, it is duplicate. And it result over 100% confidence because you know this is, you know, what you're looking for. While weight-based is, in this example, it shows 10 vaccination history. And in each vaccination history, there's field, you know, vaccine code, dose number, and vaccine date. So in this algorithm, it compared all nine fields, or 10, in this case, nine fields and 10 records per patient. So you calculate unnecessary comparison. It keep calculating. And by calculating unnecessary comparison, it may create a false record. So there's a possibility of false record results. So we combine two approaches in three steps. We call hybrid approach. And first step is collect possible duplicates. You know, deterministic approach, like, you know, using first name, last name, that you have high confidence. And then eliminate 100% not match. So you know the condition, the situation, it cannot be happen. It cannot be the same person. And then find likely duplicates using weight-based approach. So step one, let's look into a little bit detail. Step one, like I said, we start from the five high confidence demographic field. Last name, first name, DOB, gender, and mother's first name. In care, that's a required field. So we use that, and we identify possible duplicate. Step two, and then we eliminate 100% non-match cases using vaccination history, which is deterministic process approaches. It has certain conditions, such as same vaccine. If same vaccines are administered in different place on same day, that person is not same person, even though it has same characteristic, I mean, same last name, first name, DOB, and gender. And there's another field that we, there's a field of, we consider four field, backcode and vaccine date, dose number, provider ID. So in this example, it shows patient ID 111. This is transaction history, which is immunization history. Patient ID 111 has HIP and May 1st, 2000, and dose number. And provider ID is administered on different, you know, by different provider. So these two patients cannot be the same, even though it has same characteristic of demographic information. So now, then how are we gonna find other, I mean, rest of them? This we call gray area using weight base. We create a scoring metrics table. And we gave default values based on, you know, our knowledge and then we refer the mirror document. And then we created also special business rules and cases. We gave the special weight. So this is an example of our scoring metrics table. There's 45 conditions here, and then special cases, 12 cases. This is one example. I'd like to give you one example. A typical case one, a typical possible duplicate case. In this record shows that same HIP code, HIP vaccine administered on the same date, those numbers same, but one is transcribed, which is you get the data from CIR, yellow card. So based on this, if you see the sum code on the bottom, 70 is the weight for having same VAC code, VAC date, dose number. And then 500 is if it has, one has provider ID, one has transaction ID. Transcribed information. So we calculate the sum, so 870, that's the calculated sum for this match. In case B, it's a typical unlikely duplicate case, which is unlikely, even though it has the same characteristic. 111222 has its own DTP code, and same date, and same dose number, but one has provider ID. So it administered by 43 Park IZ, and the other one, patient ID 222, administered by CA Oak IZ. And it has also different, injected by information. So it calculates the score, 70 is the same because it gives a positive number, 70, which you have the same VAC code, the VAC date, and dose number. But you gave penalty, huge penalty, because it cannot be happened. So you gave the huge penalty. And then it calculates minus, this is extreme case, so it shows the huge number. This is a high-level illustration of algorithm flow. So we start from the demographic level, and then we find exact match with the high competence criteria. In extended process, we down to four criteria, and we didn't implement the three criteria, but we'll implement three and two and one criteria for finding some typo or some mismatch. In this, we added also algorithm for multi-birth. If multi-birth, then this, it's a special case that you gotta, treat differently, because from the record we identified that same first name, same last name, DOB, and gender. And vaccine date is same, because, parents that bring the kids to the clinics on the same day. So take out those, cases from the record. And then next block, using the certain conditions of vaccine history, we identify 100% not match. We sure that this is not the same person. And then from that moment that we think that there is 50-50, if you don't know, if you have records that pair with five criteria like first, last name, gender, DOB, and mother's first name, same, then we think that those are 50-50 chance. And then from this point, we confidence level increased to 60%, and we use weight-based algorithm. So there's, category likely, non-match, and possibly match. For the possible match, we automate merge process. So without human intervention, just, write the program, just, automatically merge it. And then some criteria that we put human review. So a human still needs to check the record and then call, provider, whatever. Okay, this is the implementation and testing process. And we create a sample data set, about 100, with different cases. And then we wrote and ran executable module using the SQL script and Java and .NET application. And we evaluate the sample data result, and then we identified the difference, and then adjusted the weight. And we also refine the modules and we add a, you know, a module. And we repeated the test and evaluation using real data from the region. From this, you know, evaluation, we identified that 1,000 plus minus 1,000 is threshold. So we could identify six different group categories. So 100% non-match and likely non-match and possibly non-match and don't know, and possible match and likely match. So it has some, you know, a distribution of that. And then action for each group, we said exclude for merge. We're not merging it, even though it has same characteristic. And then human review and possible merge. So this is to identify the distribution of the calculated total scores. And if you see here that it's mostly you know, high number of pairs, it's on hitting on the 1,000. And we, like I said, in the sixth region, we calculate each region and then add a region. And also, we identify combined possible duplicate from all region. So this is a test result from six regions. And if you see here, mostly likely match, since those has five characteristics, like, you know, five match, five high criteria, high confidence criteria, is 60% likely match, more than 70% you know, possibility. And then possible match, that, you know, more than, you know, total sum is more than zero, that is 24%. So we compared total pairs of almost near 2,000 records. And this is the map. So we identify mostly that we could be able to identify those who are, you know, truly duplicates. Analysis result. And if you see here in this chart, deterministic, we found in the sample data set, we found exact number 100% not match, but we couldn't test all cases because we don't have, some cases doesn't match with deterministic characters. So we couldn't, you know, those just skip it. But as long as that we know this is, you know, 100% not match, those kind of case, we found the exact number. And weight-based produced expected score, but in the 100% non-match case, extreme 100% non-match case, didn't show the right result. That's why we said possibility of false result. And combination approach produced expected result. And we tested on a real data set, same similar information, and then we found from the real data set, we found two pairs of 100% non-match out of 918. Data set, because it has all, you know, most record has high confidence field, and also those has different value for the immunization history. And weight based, we satisfied, but still there's some, you know, 100% not match case doesn't fall into the right result. So recombination approach is satisfied generally, and then, you know, it generates 100%. It also matched 100% not match cases. On accuracy, deterministic, so accurate because you know what you're looking for. In the weight base, there's possibility, like I said, false result. And but using combination, it increases the accuracy than, you know, weight base. Implementation side, like I said, there's a limited number of exact logic and condition, so you cannot cover all cases. But weight-based can cover all possible cases because it's customizable. And combination, I think that it's practical and it uses advantage from both algorithms. So performance-wise, from our, you know, implementation, total 250, less than 250,000 immunization record comparison. It took 4 minutes for deterministic. Like I said, it has a performance advantage. And weight-based took 10 minutes. And combination took 14 minutes. So it is pretty acceptable. And when it comes to single record deduplication, it's, you know, nothing. So futures, we keep adjusting the weights and the threshold. And then we are developing more deterministic logic to increase the accuracy, especially on immunization history side and vaccine level. And also we are in the process of automating the merge process. So automatically merge those, you know, patient, identified patient. And then, like I said, we are reducing high confidence field to 3, 2. So it can cover the misspelling or use, you know, mixed, you know, DOB, those kind of cases using vaccine level information. The conclusion, we proved that this hybrid algorithm is useful in taking advantage of two existing, you know, algorithms. And it reduced the false result, so it improved. And also it recognized 85% of high confidence matches, including 100% not matches. So California is moving forward, and we hope that we have better registry system in the future, and we could be able to identify duplicate record systematically. And I'd like to acknowledge our team member, Sarah Kang. She is master, she got master degree, and she worked diligently on this project. And then Mohammed helped the technical side programming work. So if you have question, visit our website, www.ca-sys.org, and thank you.